This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Is the Mongols and the Chicago Outlaws escalating violence in surrounding counties of Chicago? Yeah, I have to say it like that because it's like, you know what? These guys are crazy in the newspaper. It is ridiculous what they're trying to push. I actually watched a video of Black Dragons talking about this Joliet thing, and I just had to cover it. I really...
There's no mercy in this world, just hunger-thirsty persons in different versions. Each new update, that shit worsens. Why? Pull back the curtain and you'll see the different vermin. We all have different burdens that all seem to cause disturbance.
Okay, one thing you have to realize about these newspapers in Chicago, whether it be the Sun-Times, the Chicago Tribune, and these very local newspapers, is they grab headlines from each other and then just spread it out from there. There's nothing going on in Chicago, man. Nothing. Yeah, there was an incident here and there, but the way the media is making it out, it's just not true. I'm telling you, it's not true. And when I seen this one about Joliet, now Joliet, we call it the armpit of Illinois. It's a special kind of stupid. But anyway, they jumped on the bad wagon, and the Will County Sheriff, I guess, was contacted. And usually these sheriffs are all over about that publicity and stuff. But let's go through this thing because it's easier to understand because I'm from this area. And Shaw Local, yeah, Shaw Local, man. It is basically a spinoff on Patch, you know, where you get the Patch has different type of local stuff going on. But this Felix Sarver, he starts it out as, could Chicago's Outlaws Mongols reported biker feud spill into Joliet? Not so far, Will County Sheriff's Office says. There was no reason whatsoever for this article to even be written. Yeah, there was an incident. That does not mean there is all out freaking war like these newspapers are pushing. It's just not the case. Yeah, you heard this incident. Okay, you haven't heard anything since. If there's a full-blown war in Chicago, you know about it. And it's just not the case. So Joliet, again, is outside of Chicago. It's south, armpit of the Illinois. Hey, you know what? They got a lot of good industries down there. They used to, but it's just an armpit. It is. It's just an armpit. And one thing that's always happened to AOA down in Joliet is the cops were always on them. And these newspapers, just for the brilliant headlines that it has right here, Will County is, you know, right by Cook County. Anyway, sheriff's deputies in Will County have not reported any incidents involving the Outlaws and Mongols, two biker gangs that reportedly have been battling each other in Chicago. One incident, two at the most, does not equate to battling. This is sensationalism right here. It's not escalating. None of this stuff is happening. Four members of the Outlaw Motorcycle Club and a member of the Mongols Nation. You love how they do that? They don't just say Mongols Motorcycle Club. They call it Mongols Nation. Why didn't you say the Outlaw Nation Motorcycle? I don't get it. Were shot November 6th at a bar in southwest side of Chicago, according to a report from the Chicago Sun-Times. And when I covered that one, I went into why the Chicago Sun-Times, you really don't want to listen to that paper. I'm talking, it is just a mouthpiece for the Chicago Democratic machine. Nothing good ever comes out of that newspaper, and especially anything that has to do with clubs. Ugh, no. And then they contacted Will County Sheriff's Deputy Chief Dan Jungles, said the sheriff's office has been aware of the ongoing incidences. Probably they haven't. They probably read it in the newspaper. That's where they read it from. That's the only way they could have became aware. Between the Outlaws and Mongols, he said deputies have been regularly attending law enforcement meetings and briefings regarding the biker conflict. Yeah, right. You got it from the Chicago Sun-Times. That's the meeting that you're attending. The Will County Sheriff's Office has not handled any incidents involving the Outlaws and the Mongols. He said they continue to conduct regular patrols of the Outlaw Motorcycle Clubhouse and will continue to patrol the clubhouse in the future. It's actually a badass clubhouse. It really is, man. It's an old school, like late 1960s, 70s style clubhouse. It parties outside, beautiful. The house right next to it, man, they're the safest ones in the neighborhood. But it is an awesome clubhouse. So that's a picture of the Joliet clubhouse. Now, it talks about something that happened in 2017. Caitlin Kearns, you know, that we covered that. It's an old story. Nothing's come up since then. And then it's citing little Dave's crap. And then it talks about the New York Times article and all that kind of crap. And anyway, and that's one thing right here, man. Everybody bringing that up. A federal judge dismissed the claim that Centillion was an informant and refused to set aside racketeering and conspiracy convictions. That's not what he actually said. He said there was not enough evidence to have order a retrial. That's what he said. Get it right, newspapers. But yeah, this is a stupid ass article. Follows up on the Sun-Times article. It's just not in reality that the way they're putting it, because you got to remember in the 1990s, there was some bad stuff happening, and boy, it was in the papers all the time. So, hey, maybe they're just trying to parlay that stuff into what they're doing now. Who knows? But what I do know is it's crap. Crap. Now going overseas right now to the New Zealand Herald by Rick Stevens. Mongrel mobster jailed for life for murder of Outlaws motorcycle member Peter Louis. And I guess he's a really popular outlaw in there, because it was all over the place worldwide, this one. A widow berated a murderer, calling the mongrel mob member a coward as she paid tribute to her dead husband. Kelly Cook delivered one of the several family victim impact statements to the court, which a judge said described a world of anger and pain and grief as a 20-month homicide case drew to a close. You are nobody, and this is according to her, you are a nobody to me. There is no honor in what you did. He told Hemi Rapata, Cahill, the second of two men to be sentenced, and they got life in prison, man. Life in prison out there is not like life in prison over here, man. It's life over there, man, and they don't play. Cahill and the car's passenger, Belmont Sunny Freedom, wanted to take the Outlaws motorcycle club patch that he was wearing. They were both mongrel mob members. So yeah, that right there overseas, and that has been resolved right there. It looks like life sentences for both of them. And again, different countries, different type of traditions, different type of cultures. So you got to remember that kind of stuff when we go over these type of deals here. Let me get rid of this stuff here. Stop that screen real quick. Anyway, again, it does irritate me when I see an article like that coming out of the Chicago area, because those that are not from around here just don't understand how bad these newspapers and these news organizations really are when it comes to the research of what is actually happening. They usually go off at innuendo and all this stuff with law enforcement. It's like they never stop, actually. Anyway, we're going to go to music break right now, and then we'll be right back with China Doll. Second segment, we're going to be talking about what is a hustler. I think it's going to be a great subject. Stay tuned, man. Stay. We'll be right back.
like getting berated? Do you feel like you need someone who will be honest in telling you you're a big loser? Join Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem live Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and let Hollywood be your man. He's everyone's favorite shit talker, and we'll be happy to let you know just how much of a loser you are.
No intro. How is it there is a transgender 1%?
It's not a 1%, I said.
It's not a 1%.
No.
Motorcycle Club.
It's a transgender MC in Kansas.
In Kansas. I guess they raise them pretty different there.
Yeah.
Now, there's nothing wrong with it, I guess. Everybody, there's every kind of subculture within the scene. But they are like floating this everywhere in the newspaper that there is a transgender motorcycle club. Now, I wouldn't mind it if they like wore a one piece patch or something like that. But I'm still old school where I say a three piece patch. No,
it's a three piece.
Why can't these new motorcycle clubs that are just coming out, why can't they just follow the old traditions of where you wear a one-piece patch? There's nothing wrong with it. Hell, even some 1% clubs from the old days still wear them. But they're like pushing this in our face. And then you go to me and you say, don't they have to follow some kind of protocol to get their rockers? And I said, yeah, usually that's how it's done. But you have to look at it. If they go to a big dominant and they are told no, they're going to go to the newspaper and say everybody is transphobic. Read some of this, man. Wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this.
A group of mostly bearded and tattooed motorcycle riders rose through downtown Kansas City, turning heads with the noise of their exhaust pipes. It's the sound of ultimate freedom on the road that ripples deep in the chest of onlookers.
Now, my question
on the back of their vests is their club name, Original Gents, the logo of a skull with a pipe and a top hat. The bottom rocker patch, which traditionally notes the club's location, simply says Brotherhood.
Okay. Let me stop you there.
Wait, let me finish the last sentence.
Okay, finish the last sentence.
The first and only motorcycle club or MC by and for trans masculine people.
You got to look in the camera so they just see your pretty face.
No.
Okay. Okay. Let's discuss this a little bit. Let's discuss it. Yesterday, we kind of went on a rant about transgender. And
that's why I thought this was perfect timing.
Yeah, I kind of guess it's perfect timing. So that means they're women that are men. Yes.
And vice versa.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
So they got beards.
There's beards. All right.
Okay. I think that if you're going to wear a three piece patch, you have to follow. And this is something Black Dragon talk about. I actually should tell him, hey, cover this. He'll be so uncomfortable covering this subject. He will. Should they follow the proper protocol? I can imagine Black Dragon trying to get through this segment. Okay, talk about a transgender motorcycle club and what they're supposed to do. Because I already know what's going to happen. If they're told no, they're going to run to the newspaper and say it's all hate.
Well, this article is from yesterday.
I know that. It's on HarleyLiberty.com.
Why'd you post it there?
Yeah, it's posted on HarleyLiberty.com.
I gave it to you yesterday.
And I'm just waiting for all the responses to come in. You guys got to remember something. And you know what? I love women. I love how they smell. I love when they're on their knees. But this is a man's world when you get into a club. It is, especially if you're throwing on a three-piece patch. This is a man's world. Am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong?
I guess.
Yes, I'm right. I know it's 2022, but it's still that premise. So when you get into some of these clubs and you see women wearing three-piece rockers, automatically you got to say, you know what? You better be able to defend that damn patch if you want to wear it. And I think it would be the same thing with this one. Big Red Rainbow MC.
Well, the club's, it's been around for 2 years. It was founded in 2020. So why are they,
and the newspaper probably sought them out because all the stuff going on right now. Now, bringing up that, I've been really on Twitter because it's fun as hell now. It is, watching the libtards cry. It's beautiful. And Elon Musk, his first thing he wanted to do was get rid of child porn hashtags and child exploitation. And you got these people going nuts about that. Did you know on Instagram there is a company that has a 7-year-old girl in bondage outfit, and down on the bottom where she's at has the paperwork about the, you know, child porn and shit like that. I truly believe they're sick people now. Very sick people. And when you have people saying, well, you know, that's, you're being prejudiced, you know, that's not, you know, that's a condition, but whatever it is. Not cool. But getting back to this, you found it very funny. And I don't understand why you felt that it was funny when you already know the club scene. You know, it's not the most hospitable place, if you would, for this kind of stuff. But do you agree with me that if they mess around with real MCs, that they're going to have an issue?
Yeah, they're going to have a little bit of issues.
And do you think that's proper? They should have issues. Because there's protocol to, you know, to follow. Yes or no?
Do I think they should have issues? I don't know. I'm just going to leave that alone.
Oh, you're going to leave that alone.
Well, because I'm reading what they actually do.
Okay, what do they actually do here?
The club hosts a...
By the way, there is now a transgender motorcycle club called the Old Gents MC.
Yes. The club hosts regular schedule of rides, including some that welcome non-members, supports LGBTQ plus events, and leads the annual Trans Day of Remembrance ride, one of Kansas City's few trans TDOR events. The ride was something they all agreed on, and they wanted to do it every year.
Now, do you agree with Big Red here? Anything that happens to them, they brought on themselves.
Yes.
And why do you agree?
Because of the fact that they're wearing a three-piece patch.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to be looked at as men, then they have to be treated as such. And if they're going to wear that three-piece patch, then they have to deal with any repercussions that come with it.
Now, let me ask you this.
But if you think about it, if there are any repercussions that come along with them wearing that patch, then you're going to all be considered gay bashing.
Let me ask you this. You said something there, and I want to bring it up. If a woman does have nothing to do with this stuff, but if a woman wants to sit there and act like a man and slap a man, do you think a man should be able to knock her teeth out?
If a woman wants to fight a man and she throws hands to a man.
Yeah, if she throws hands to a man.
Then you better be able to defend yourself.
So you're not one of them that say women.
No. If you're going to go up,
don't touch them, even if they're slapping you.
If you're going to go up and start beating the crap out of a man and you're a female, I mean, the norm would say,
most people would say, oh, no, 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 you don't let her, restrain, you don't hit her.
Restrain them. Don't let
screw
her
that.
You.
I'm punching you in the mouth.
If she's going to punch you, punch her back.
But that was very interesting what you just said. I wanted to get your opinion on that. Because you say if they want to act like a man,
they should be
you
got to like
treat
men.
Them like a man.
Yeah.
And then you're right. When you do treat them like a man, which they want to be, then you're going to get hate crimes.
Yes. Especially if people go after this club.
So I think, well, I already know what's going to happen. Clubs ain't going to pay attention to them because they're not stupid. They know that's what's going to happen. They're going to get a hate crime for gay bashing.
Yep.
So they already know they're pretty much in the clear.
Mm-hmm.
But then, should they bitch when they're excluded?
No. No, they shouldn't. They should not complain if they're excluded because everybody has, you know, I mean, everybody's going to have a choice on what MCs they invite to their parties, and they might be leaving this one out.
Michelle goes, they are trying to impose their ways everywhere. These blank, 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 whatever the letters are, trying to impose themselves in their lifestyle everywhere. And when they get puked on and all that good stuff. Because the biker scene's a whole different deal, man.
Well, one of the founders specifically states that he always wanted to be a part of a motorcycle club, but he wasn't okay with the toxic masculinity biker culture is.
Oh, there it is.
And he didn't,
toxic masculinity.
And he didn't feel like joining an MC that meant he had to be stealth about his trans experience.
Wow. Toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
So they're basically saying we shouldn't have a right to do that kind of stuff. They want to enter our world and try to change it.
That's what it sounds
even like. Though coming into that world, you knew that's the way it was.
Yeah, because he flat out said it.
So what's your thoughts on that? Do you think they have a right to come in and say, I want to change, and that's just toxic, that it's so masculine?
I mean, I'm always going to say everybody has the right to their opinion, but MC clubs are who they are because that's who they are. And if you can't handle it and you can't hang with it, I guess you got to go start your own thing.
But at the same time, they can't come in and complain about what they want to be a part of.
No, they can't. They can't sit there and put that article away because now it's like a little aggravating.
Why is it aggravating to you?
It's irritating because of the fact that, okay, I've been with you 28 years. We've been around MCs the whole entire time I've been with you. And for one, I've never seen a transgender in an MC before.
Mm.
Unless they're very good at hiding it.
Right.
It's going to make everybody second guess who they're sitting next to now. Sorry.
Okay, continue your point.
But if they want to be involved in their own little niche, I mean, I don't think they should have put an MC after it. I think they should have just put Riding Club.
Very well said.
I mean, and I don't like the idea that they're wearing a three-piece patch.
Everybody put prayers out there for Nitro. His wife's going to the hospital for some test, and we all need to keep on talking to the old man up there. I see it, Nitro, on the last one. But anyway, Big Red goes, this woke movement will get these individuals hurt. They need to stop with all this crap.
I agree. They need to stop. I just thought it was really strange that with what we were talking about yesterday, that this popped up as one of the number one articles in my news feed, and I had to send it to you right away.
And isn't that where a lot of the points you were trying to make yesterday is wiped out now? Because you do see this kind of ideology getting into places that it shouldn't be.
What do you mean?
Meaning, if you're going to wear that patch and you're in a bar, a dominant comes up to you and says, "Who the hell are you?"
You better be able to protect your patch just like any exactly. other club. Whether you're female, now a male, or presenting yourself as a male, well, technically, that dominant club is going to see you as a man.
Right.
And you better be able to hold your own like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of these dominant clubs, unless they know that this club specifically is transgender people.
Well, once they know that, they're not going to mess around. Because like I said, they're not stupid.
But I'm just saying, if they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many people are actually going to read this article? Well, they now will, because it's on HarleyLiberty.com. But I mean, if I didn't find this article, would anybody have known about it today?
No, we wouldn't be talking about it on this show right now.
What, I mean, so then if these people, if they're, I mean, because I don't know what dominant clubs are in Kansas.
Oh, there's some good ones out there.
I don't know locations of people.
Oh, boy, is there some good ones out there.
But if they are to be approached, like, let's say this coming, you know, weekend or whatever in a bar, and people did not know that this is a transgender club, then those men...
You got that right, Big Red. Brings a new meaning to Mud Check.
Air quote men in this club, old gents MC or whatever.
Well, you're going to go up to them and ask them, "Hey, what's up?"
Yeah.
Well, you're going to, like Big Red said, you're going to get mud checked. And at that point, you can't cry and whine. But what bugs me about this whole story is the notion about it's toxic to be masculine. You can't.
But if it's toxic to be masculine, then why are these people portraying themselves to be men?
Oh my God, China Doll said it, not me. I didn't have to say it. China Doll comes right in there, whoosh, right in the home plate.
I mean, I've always said, to each their own, everybody can present themselves as whatever they want. We got people presenting themselves as cats in school. I mean,
needs a litter box for a bathroom, exactly. But go ahead.
But I mean, if they're going to represent themselves as men when they're biologically female, then what right do they have to say that the masculine MCs are toxic clubs? Because technically, you know, they're portraying themselves as a masculine club.
Right.
So then that makes
I resent it, because everybody knows that. I do. I resent that. Now, being independent riders, motorcyclist enthusiasts, that's one thing.
I mean, I don't personally feel that these people should have come across and put themselves as an MC.
I don't. No.
Riding club. Sure. Why not? Because it's a group of people that go riding. So why not just put riding club? I think they personally cross the lines themselves by calling them an MC.
Beautifully said. Look at China Dow go.
They did it to themselves. If they're going to be identifying as men, then they basically threw themselves under the bus.
Because you're getting into a lifestyle that is about men.
They basically threw themselves under the bus because of the fact that they're portraying themselves as men. So then that means you're calling yourself the same thing you're calling all the other MCs.
Mm. Now, there is women only clubs, which is cool. But at the same time, I love what you just said. I really do. I really do. And I think at some point, and they should know this, that bikers do not conform to what society says. you do have motorcycle enthusiasts that are different from a biker that lives this life every single day. That's who they are and the way they think. You're not going to be able to come in here and change anybody's minds.
Well, they're the ones that chose to present themselves as men. They're the ones that chose to bust out a three-piece patch and call it an MC.
Mm-hmm. So I think we agree, and people. I think we do.
And also, in my opinion, I don't see any of the higher, the dominant clubs approving that MC.
Hell no, they're going to run away. That's what's going to happen. Before we go on to the next news story, we got Brian. I think it's safe to say the entire world is going to hell in a handbasket. You got that right. Michelle, did you just say in Texas? Oh my God, there's so many in Texas. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Good luck with that. Hell's Texas Cowboys stomp your ass.
It's actually in Kansas.
Kansas. Yeah,
it's
Kansas.
In Kansas.
You know, where Dorothy was and all that stuff. What's up, Chase? What's up, YT?
Wayne says that I'm confusing the issue with the facts.
What do you mean?
I don't know. That's what he said.
China confusing. Please tell me what you mean, Wayne. Please tell me. Why you say that? Go ahead and let's go to our next story here. You always come up with the weirdest stories. You do.
Can't help it.
It's like insanity with you.
Well, in other news,
you know what's funny before we go there?
Huh?
You know, I guess Hollywood is considered a mommy's boy. That's the way Italian sons are, okay? That's the way it works. So at 7:30 in the morning, Central Standard Time, I always give my elderly mother, who lives in Florida, a call and see how she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, is she a mama drama. You want drama, I go to her. You know how Italian
Hey, anytime I hear her voice, I make sure I don't walk in the room. I'm sorry. I can't handle it.
She loves talking to you.
I know, but I can't handle all her drama.
It's like, I told her, you to go in the middle of the ocean and you'll have drama with the fish.
She would.
That's how bad her drama gets.
And you used to get mad
at
me.
She does what you do.
You used to get mad at me because I used to like never let you talk. Yeah, well, she does it.
That's the same thing.
She does it.
You women never shut up.
She does it.
And then when my grandma was alive.
Oh, Lord, that was worse.
Yeah, but you love my grandma because she was funny as fuck. She starts yelling at you, swearing at you in Italian and all that stuff.
And I'm like, I don't know what she's calling me right now, but I have a feeling I'm in trouble.
But she's this little 4-foot freaking little dago with her tits hanging down to her knees. And she just goes off on you. She can, with Italian women, they're either sweet or they're sweet and assholes.
Your grandmother was just an asshole.
No, she was sweet and an asshole.
No, she wasn't.
But
just
yeah.
Remember, she used to throw all your toys out your window.
That's mama drama, man. That's what I do. You know what? She's like the National Enquirer, like when I call her in the mornings.
Because she knows everybody's business.
You're damn right. Chase, women don't shut up or they speak when they shouldn't. Oh my God, China Dow.
Oh my God, stop.
That
rude.
Comes to mind. Okay, what's our news story here before we go into our first topic? And that is 13 characteristics of a successful
hustler, because you can't speak this morning.
Can't do it today, man. I don't know what the fuck it is.
So, I've got two interesting news stories. The first one was in Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
In Des Moines, Iowa, a man was awarded $27 million in damages after a local urgent care failed to diagnose him with serious meningitis infection and just said he had the flu.
You know what?
That was back in 2017. He just won the case.
Do you people know how bad meningitis is? It is huge. It's really bad. And we had an ex-employee that you were close to and me, we called them Barney. And the reason why we called him Barney is when he was apprenticing for us, I told Barney, hey, give me some purple ink, fill up my cup. I need it now. Well, you know, the apprentices got nervous around me, and he had to cut open the top.
And it exploded. And it went
everywhere.
All over him.
All over him, his face, his shirts, his arms, his hands. So we called him Barney. Anyway, he had a similar situation happen to him. He went to the hospital sicker than shit.
And they sent him home.
Sent him home, and he ended up dying.
That night.
That night he died.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. So meningitis, not freaking, don't, you know, me, I think I got the meningitis shot.
Everybody usually does, but there's,
and never, I got the pneumonia and all that. There's no guarantee and stuff like that, but it's serious business, man.
Well, now this gentleman, Joseph Dudley, he's 53 and wrestles with physical and mental limitations following the 2017 illness. The funny thing is when they tested him in 2017 for the flu test came back negative, but they still insisted to tell him that he had the flu. Lo and behold, he went to another location and found out that he had, well, he went home thinking he had the flu.
Mm.
And then he ended up finding out that he actually had meningitis.
I got to get my flu shot.
So now he has severe permanent brain damage because of
meningitis attacks the brain and stuff. And I think the moral of that story is, you know your body. You know when you're not feeling good. You know when something is wrong.
And if they come back and tell you you have the flu, even though the flu test came up negative, you need to question it.
You're damn right. You don't need to be your own advocate.
Don't leave the hospital. You need to question, well, if the test came back negative, how can you sit here and tell me I have the flu? You need to run more tests to find out what's wrong.
You need to be, again, your own advocate. You got to tell them doctors, hey, fuck nuts. That's not what it is. I'm not feeling good. Something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Sad stuff.
A British father died on a trip, family trip to Disney World in Florida after ingesting poisonous fentanyl.
You know, when are they going to do something about this fentanyl shit?
2 milligrams.
Oh, you said milligrams?
Milligrams. They're little. Little. Like,
not grams, but milligrams.
Milligrams. Like, Tylenol is 150 milligrams for a tablet. Some Tylenol no, it's tablets. 500. Some are 150, some are 50. It depends on the dosage. He had just 2 milligrams. Of fentanyl and died.
Mm.
He was rushed to the hospital and he rapidly deteriorated. And shortly after,
don't they have
he
that thing
there,
that they
died.
Like poked ourselves with? You know, one of them needles. What is it, Narcan or some shit?
Narcan goes in your face.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about the adrenaline that goes into your heart.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Duke, the reason you speak today, because China Doll took care of business last night. No, she fucking didn't. She was lazy. She didn't do her fucking duties last night.
No, I didn't. He actually said, I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
I actually did. I can't put all the blame on her. I actually did that.
He went to bed.
But this fentanyl crisis, I never knew how bad it is until you actually look in the papers and see this kind of stuff going on. People, stay away from this fentanyl shit. And if you smoke weed, stay away from the shit on the street, because you never know if they're going to lace that crap. That's one thing that you never had to worry about, was your weed being laced. And now that's all it is you cannot tell that it's being laced.
And that's the sad part. That's why you're better off just getting your shit from the dispensary.
Mm-hmm. This is very interesting from Eric. I did not know this.
Yeah, that was actually in the article.
42% of pills tested for fentanyl contained at least 2 milligrams of fentanyl, and that's considered a potentially lethal dose.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, just 2 milligrams.
Yeah. That's all he died from was 2 milligrams.
That's how strong that shit is?
They don't even want you touching it. Any fentanyl. You could die. You could get a lethal dose just by having it in on your skin.
My goodness. YT, my YouTube lawyer, and never do synthetic weed. It is worse than crack. You got that right. Remember when bath salts or whatever these stupid kids used to do?
Dude, they used to freaking eat Tide Pods. Come on.
And Nitro, you're right. You got to grow your own if you're going to do something, because you do not know these other idiots out there now. Let's see here. Maureen, I had an ER shoot me up with fentanyl and then leave me sitting in a chair alone while vomiting. Nitro snapped when he got to the hospital. I was falling out of the chair. My goodness gracious. Unbelievable.
I don't even understand why the hospitals would go anywhere near fentanyl.
And I think Big Red is completely right here. I agree 1,000%. I used to get 30 milligram blue oxys. Nowadays, I wouldn't buy shit on the street. Hell no. Hell no. Mm-mm. And the best weed used to come from the street. But now if I smoke up, I go to the dispensary. Fuck that.
That's just because people around here, you can't trust them.
Well, no, you can't trust anybody, not even your good old neighborhood drug dealer anymore, because sometimes he don't know what the hell's going on.
That's true. Like you said, grow your own.
But then the conversation we had a couple of episodes ago. Why the hell does anybody want to go over weed? Weed gives you a kick-ass buzz.
Well, and with all
and
the
it don't kill you.
And with all the different strains, you can get all different kinds of buzzes.
Denny, what's up, man? Denny in the house. I got addicted to my fentanyl patches after my accident. It'd be very interesting. They got fentanyl patches? Wow. Mm-hmm. So do you think that's how, and he just said he got addicted to them, and that's kind of the problem everybody had with the oxys and what other stuff? You have a high tolerance. Me, it'll knock me the fuck out.
Yeah, I could do, oh God.
Vicodin, all
Vicodin,
that shit.
Vicodin and all those, I could take them like Tic Tacs. They don't do nothing.
Jace, it's because y'all dealers are pussies. If you want good shit, come this way.
Hint, hint.
Chicago, something else,
He's
man.
He's trying
I can
to tell us
you.
To come to Tecas.
Come to Tecas. That's because it's right over the border. They do get the fresh shit, I gotta admit.
I take it that's a hint we should go on our next vacay to Texas.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what Chase is hinting at.
Now that's very interesting, Rodriguez. That's just because I can't say his first name. I don't want to butcher it.
Butcher it, do it.
You can purchase fentanyl testing strips from the drugstore, no question asked. Rock and roll, man, rock and roll. But go ahead, keep going.
What, that was it? I'm done.
That was done.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But you know what?
He's now suffering to the point that he can't, the guy, he's 53, they have kids. He can't even play with the kids because he is suffering so bad because they, you know, it's ridiculous.
And I think that is something that is.
Between wrongful diagnosis, between people with fentanyl, it's like, what is this world coming to?
And I think YT is very correct. Creators, influencers, everybody needs to put out PSAs. All, you know, he says, I see them all over Reddit and everything for fentanyl. And I think they're trying to target our kids when it comes to this.
Well,
stuff.
Yeah, because it's the rainbow colors now.
And that you never understood where some of these cartel people think. It's like, don't you have kids, you cocksuckers? Really?
I like Nitro and Chase. Or Nitro is addicted to his Harley, and Chase is addicted to pussy.
Well, you know.
And YT lawyer says the Harley. Fuck off. The Harley addiction might not kill you, but it's expensive.
Got that right. Now, I think that can lead into our next segment.
Did you just
segment.
Totally say if it was mine? Did I catch that?
You were
can't be addicted to pussy, especially if it's mine.
I don't know what you were talking about.
Hey,
anyway.
Right here.
Anyway.
Ass.
Harleys, that leads us back. Into what hustlers are and how to be a successful one.
Harleys, don't talk back. I talk back.
There is two types of hustlers.
Do you want to know what an actual hustler is, though?
One in the business world or at your work and stuff like that. And then there's the street hustlers. We'll talk about street hustlers in a second, but go ahead with your article. It's titled, what, 13 Characteristics of a Successful Hustler?
Yeah, but let's find out what the actual definition of hustler is.
Well, let's hear it.
Hustler is an enterprising person determined to succeed.
You know what? It's funny.
And did you know the slang definition of a hustler is a prostitute?
I'm going to prostitute myself out, man.
Bye. Good luck. You ain't getting nothing.
No, I ain't, man. Every time I go to the corner, I'm sitting there wondering what the fuck. Anyway, I do. Sometimes I do.
You ain't getting picked up on the corner.
I ain't getting picked up, and that ain't funny, man. It kills my ego.
Well, have you met you?
But a hustler in the business world is a beautiful thing. But when you get it on the streets, yeah, you might be entrepreneurial, but at the same time, you could hurt other people. That's what I don't. You know what? What am I saying? You could do it in the corporate world too, because they backstab the shit out of you.
Well, they even say that an expert gambler is considered a hustler.
Oh, you're damn right. They are.
Because they seek out challengers. Especially unexpected amateur ones.
Well, that's just like pool, the same thing.
Yeah, you know.
But I wouldn't think that falls under, you know, being an entrepreneur as far as a hustler is concerned.
You know how many people make a living off of just playing cards?
Mm.
That to them, that's their job.
Dunny. They usually throw money and be at the corner just to get away from the car. What I don't like is, you know, let's say Elon Musk. He is the richest person in the world. And people go after him because he is rich. The problem with that is he did it with his own blood, sweat, and tears.
He wasn't
given money. Mm-mm. He hustled it. He hustled it from helping with PayPal to going to SpaceX, all that type of stuff. He used his imagination. He got it in his head what he wanted, and he went out and did it. He hustled the shit out of it. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why people get mad at that premise when they can do the same thing.
You just got to put your mind to something and you got to be a go-getter. You just got to do it.
That's just like if you want to have a successful, say, YouTube channel, you got to work that channel.
Yeah, you got to do like Hollywood and spend all day in the studio.
Coming up with topics, coming up with a plan, coming up with, thumbnails that are going to tell a story. There's a lot more than just taking a video, putting it on YouTube.
Well, yeah. Like
to build your reach.
Well, just like you always tell me, I do TikTok videos. You're like, you got to hashtag those better to get them out there.
And you don't listen.
I don't listen. Because I'll look at my video and be like, oh, look, I got 346 likes, but this one only has 70.
And then you'll wonder, putting in the effort, you should be at 100,000 right now.
I know, but I'm
But you don't put in the effort.
I'm not even
to
at 4,000.
Make sure everything is right within that platform.
I don't feel the love.
It's not that you don't feel the love, it's nobody seeing it.
Well, and I did for demonstrational purposes.
What, you showing your titties or something?
No. No, there's not much to look at. I did purposely put one out there with no hashtags. And then the next video I did, I put like a crap ton of hashtags.
Mm.
And the one that I put with no hashtags is at like 70, and which I said a minute ago. And the other one, which I just did yesterday, I put a crap ton of hashtags, and within probably 15 minutes, it went from one view to over 300 and something.
But you got
to
work it.
But it just showed me that,
you know what?
If you don't hashtag, you don't get the views.
You know what? Nosy Bish in the do bushes. This is a topic I want to cover tomorrow. It's terrible how the BS that has been going down in Kensington is allowed and tolerated. Them poor addicts are stuck living in third world conditions, dying in the streets, perfectly legal and all. Sad. Now, what a good discussion about that would be tomorrow. Yes, you do have addicts that are living on the streets. But is it because of their choices or others? That's what we're going to cover tomorrow. That's a very damn good topic right there. Very good topic.
Okay, so I shouldn't answer that? Okay, I'll wait till
tomorrow. No, that's tomorrow's discussion.
Okay, so you want to know the first successful step to becoming a good entrepreneur, which basically have already covered?
What's that?
Hustlers understand the importance of networking.
Networking is huge. If you're going to be successful, going to be huge.
It's basically you have to constantly have your feelers out for new opportunities.
You're always looking for something else. See, what people don't understand here is if you're out to make money, you have to have a variety of residual income. You just can't base it on one thing. And a hustler knows that. A hustler is going to know, well, okay, I'm going to give you a creator some advice here. You got YouTube. Yes, you got to build up your YouTube stuff. Me, I use it like a secondary thing because you're actually listening to a podcast that goes on Apple and freaking Spotify. That's my number one platforms.
Yeah. I mean, y'all get to see us, but this just continuously replays, not just on YouTube, but on all the
YouTube's my second.
Yeah.
Or third. Actually, my Facebook, I got 102,000 followers, but that's a different kind of page that I use it for. But you have to be able to build up other accounts in order to make a successful YouTube channel. Instagram or TikTok, because you got to pull from all different type of resources. So if that's what you're looking to do, that's the number one advice I can give to you, is you got to build all the platforms.
Well, and you got to stay, as number two would say, laser focused 24/7.
Oh, you damn right you do.
That's why Hollywood's only a 2-pump chump.
Yes, I got to stay focused.
He's got to go back to work.
I got to work.
Got to go back in the studio. Because he lives in this room. I'm not even kidding you.
Right.
From the minute he gets up, which today...
4 o'clock in the morning.
Today was like between 4 and 5 a.m. He came in the studio. And he will be in here literally 100% until he goes to bed.
Mm-hmm.
With exception of maybe going to get smokes. Or if he goes to the gym. Or he'll go...
Go out with the guys. Whatever.
But if he does leave the house, he comes right back home and comes right back in the studio. And sometimes he'll get maybe 3-4 hours of sleep.
Because you got to remember, doing stuff like this, you got to do your own thing. You're not getting paid by any employer.
Mm-mm.
And I don't like working for other people, so I always hustle all my life. I don't do good with other people.
And one of the other things that I have noticed about you...
Here we go.
Tell me if you agree with this, though.
No.
Number three says, no. Hustlers genuinely care about helping other people.
Oh, you're damn right.
Because you have opened your platform up, like on Sundays. You've had numerous people on your show to get their name out there. If they're starting a YouTube channel, you've had many people on your show.
You got to remember, because I come from a street type of atmosphere. It's because we always had the saying, if you help make other people money, you're going to make money. And I always believe that. Always. And that can translate over to this type of stuff. Because if you build people up, they're going to get people that might not have been subscribed to you.
Wait, I've got a movie quote. If you build it, they will come.
Well, you can take that in a couple different ways about coming, but...
No, shut up. What movie?
That was Field of Dreams. Kevin Costner. Yes. If you build it, they will come.
See? But if you do, you build...
I can translate that if you, you know, bob your head good enough, I will come.
Yeah, whatever. Then you'll go back to work and I'll be bored. But, I mean, it just... See, fucker, you made me lose my train of thought. Now I'm thinking a wiener. What the hell?
Are you thinking about the wiener?
Thanks, Hollywood. Now I'm thinking about dick. Now I'm sitting here imagining if I build it, it will come.
Get it hard enough, it'll come. I guess you just say that to build it.
I got to build it up so it comes. God damn it. I got to start watching what I say about around you, man.
Well, everybody does.
Jesus.
Because I'll use that against you.
You know, face, they say like hustlers dream ridiculously big, which they do.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Nobody can kill your dream except yourself.
Oh, very well said.
Just like, okay, like one of the examples that they give in this article is Mark Zuckerberg. They say he's they actually say he's a true hustler.
Oh, you know what? He was a hustler
because of how big Facebook got.
No, not only
that's what they're saying,
but he hustled his people because there was actually, I think, three or four guys that helped him build it. And he hustled them right out of their shit.
They built it so they could go.
There you go. That's going to be all in her fucking head the rest of the day, isn't it?
Just wait till I get to work.
Oh,
my goodness.
That'll
be even more fun.
But they did. You know what?
Stick your card in the slot.
But anyway, I do believe in karma, though.
It is a bitch.
When you fuck somebody. China dolls into all this dick, as Chase would say here. Let's get back on topic here.
You started it.
Let's get back on topic.
I didn't start.
I know it's hard. I know you're blonde. I know you're stupid.
It's not hard.
I know. Anyway.
Oh my God.
I don't believe you, you know, if you're hustling, you screw people because that's just going to make it all the worse.
What
else we got?
Prostitutes are considered hustlers.
Hell yeah, man. Well, that's the old saying. I'm going to go prostitute or hook myself out. That's the old saying. Go ahead.
Hustlers aren't afraid of taking risks. That's true.
Oh, you're damn right. If you do not know how to take a risk, one, you're not living, and two... You're not going anywhere.
But if you think about it, if you're too afraid to take a risk, how do you expect to fulfill your dreams?
Robert Kiyosaki.
You can't fulfill your dreams without taking risks.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
God, that I remember when you read that book years ago.
And it's helped me ever since because of the risk. But the biggest learning lesson was failure. You had to fail in order to get smarter and make more money.
Which I do have a list saved for a show about that.
Well, good. At the same time, tomorrow I want to do about the one, if it's their fault or society's fault, that they're addicts and on the street. I really want to do that one.
Find an article.
Okay, I will.
All right, send it to me later. This is how we how we talk off air. Let's just do it on air.
So failure is a must in life.
Yeah, you have to fail to succeed. Because if you don't fail, how do you learn?
Oh, my goodness. No, it's that was well said. You finally said something worth a shit.
And it had nothing to do with dick.
There you go. What's another one?
What? Another one is... Hustlers fail hard and often.
Some of them.
How many times? How many times
they lose their life savings?
Okay, even with yourself. Okay, yourself. I'm just going to use you as an example because you're sitting here. Between YouTube, Facebook, and you've got multiple Facebook pages, your podcast. I mean, you started all this back in 2017.
Well, the YouTube stuff, the podcast goes all the way back to 2011.
Okay, but I'm just saying, look at all the bumps in the road that you had overcome between starting with shit-ass equipment, right?
You just see some of my old videos with that.
You got the shitty-ass equipment, and look how long it took before we had in here, I mean...
$50,000 worth of equipment here.
Between, you know, the two laptops, we got the microphones, the lighting, you know, everything. You've got a huge-ass green screen behind you that's not down right now. It's up, but, I mean, it's like...
All the video cameras, everything.
All the stuff that you went through. I mean, we've got boxes on top of boxes on top of boxes from the old equipment going all the way up to the new equipment, from the shitty mics, which was just like headphones with a mic attached, which was like $20 at Walmart, to what we have now. And it's like,
well, you had to build it up. And I was one of the new creators. I was like, man, fuck this shit. But I kept
how many times did you say, all the way from 2011 all the way up until now, I don't want to fucking do this no more?
You're damn right.
And to this day, I even still hear it every now and again. I'm getting so tired.
But you keep going.
And why do you keep going? It isn't just for you anymore. You keep going because of everybody that watches you and listens to you, because they continue by their feedback. In my opinion, the feedback you get, even the people responding while we're talking right now.
Well, that's why we got a topic for tomorrow, because, you know, we got a hit out of Kensington.
But it's like the feedback you get, the communication that you get from everybody that watches you and everybody that follows you. It's what keeps you going.
Well, that and the advice, and when you're wrong, you admit you're fucking wrong. That's one thing I never see, and I never understood that. When you're wrong, you're fucking wrong. You admit it, move on. That's a life experience right there.
And you learn from it.
You're damn right.
You learn from your mistake. And if people catch that you made a mistake, like, okay, I probably made a shit ton of mistakes on the show yesterday, but I still held my ground. But I'm not perfect. I don't know everything. I'll never admit that. I'll never ever say that I'm perfect. There was a lot of things I asked questions about you with yesterday's show. I didn't understand stuff about probation and all that and parole. Like, I didn't know the difference.
And that translates into everybody's life. You got to ask questions. You got to fail.
And the way I have been taught, even when I train people at my job, the dumbest question is the one you don't ask.
Well, like I just said, you got to ask questions, you got to fail, and you got to admit you failed, and that teaches you not to try to do that again. That's what that whole point is.
That's true.
What else we got? We got time for one more.
Well, there's...
Thanks, Jace. I appreciate that, man.
We got hustlers eliminate all distractions. Hold on. Hustlers never quit. And hustlers think outside the box.
Elon Musk, my hero. My hero is Elon Musk.
And hustlers, let me tell you. Here's an example with Hollywood. When the studio door is closed, you know not to bother them.
Don't you come in here. I'll punch you in the mouth.
No, when it's if he leaves the door open, then that means you can communicate with him, like myself or our son. But once the door is closed, he's either on an important phone call, setting up for an interview, or he's recording.
The only ones allowed in here is my cat and my dogs, not you.
Yeah, I don't care.
Because you talk.
You know, when I come in here for the show, that's about it.
And then you're not allowed in.
And then I'm banned until the next morning.
Right. Is the way it should be.
Yeah. I'm in here for like an hour and a half. That's it.
Now, if every man looked at it that way, their life would be a lot better. So we're going to ask ourselves the question, are you a hustler or you're not? And 98% of the people are probably not. They feel life owes them something. And that's why they live in shit. Because they feel like everybody else owes them something instead of getting out there and saying to themselves, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this if I'm going to do better. Straight up.
You got to put your mind to it. And once you have your mind to it, you got to do what it takes to get where you need to go.
Mm-hmm. That's just like you. You used to get so pissed off coming out on the air because you were always worried if you were fucking up. Now it's just like natural to you.
Now I don't care.
Now you don't care. You got training from Hollywood.
I mean, if I make mistakes, I'll just say I'm blonde and I'm female and I don't know what I'm talking about. But other than that,
then you go research, which is pretty cool.
I go look it up and I cover my own ass the next time.
Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about this interesting subject, and it's something we should put a poll up about this. Is it everybody else's fault if you have an addict that lives on the street? Very good, interesting subject right there. I have to say it is. Anyway, y'all, you all have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. It's hump day. Yes, it's hump day.
Do I get to talk about dick?
Yeah, in the first part of the show, you can. You to talk about dick. How's that sound?
Sound good? No.
Don't forget, your comments are always answered by China Doll. China Doll's show right here on the YouTube channel. Rock on.